Welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're exploring David Richo's Daring to Trust. Sophie, is trust a feeling or a choice?
Hey there, Sam. I used to say feeling, but Richo convinced me otherwise. He says trust is a decision we make even when we're scared or uncertain. Feelings are like weather, but trust is a commitment to stay open in the storm.
So we don't have to wait for that warm glow of certainty?
No.
Feelings come and go. Trust is about choosing to stay engaged even when the forecast looks terrible.
That's powerful. So what makes a relationship actually trustworthy?
Richo says there are 5 A's. The first is attention.
That's showing up fully, right?
Yes.
Then there's acceptance, which means embracing someone exactly as they are.
And the other 3?
The rest are appreciation, affection, and allowing. Those are non-negotiable for trust to grow.
And when one is missing, the foundation starts to crack.
Exactly. And most of us never got all 5 consistently as kids.
Why is that so damaging?
Because we internalize our parents' failures as our own unworthiness. We think we're the reason they were distracted or cold.
So we develop a trust blueprint that shapes our adult expectations.
Right.
It operates below awareness. A partner being late can trigger feelings of abandonment.
That explains so many arguments. How we change that blueprint?
We practice mindful reparenting. We give ourselves the 5 A's we missed.
So we become our own loving parent.
Yes.
We accept our flaws and appreciate our strengths.
And that builds self-trust.
Without it, we doubt everything and everyone.
Then there's blind trust versus mature trust.
Blind trust is childlike and risky. Mature trust has been tested.
So mature trust knows betrayal is possible, but stays open anyway.
Exactly.
That's courage, not naivete.
And what about fear? Richo calls it the enemy of trust.
We can't make fear disappear. We just feel it without letting it control our choices.
So we acknowledge the fear and trust anyway.
Yes,
that's the dare of the title.
Let's talk about intimate relationships. They're the hardest.
Because they demand the most vulnerability. Transparency, consistency, and accountability help.
And repair matters when trust breaks.
Yes, no relationship is perfect. Repair is how trust gets rebuilt.
What about friendships? We often take them for granted.
They need the same 5 A's. Without attention and appreciation, they fade.
And self-trust comes from keeping promises to ourselves.
Exactly. Small acts of integrity accumulate into deep trust.
Trusting life itself is almost spiritual.
It's believing there's meaning in struggle. Then you stop fighting reality.
And boundaries? I used to think trust meant no boundaries.
That's a myth. Boundaries contain trust. Without them, it's codependence.
So if someone keeps crossing them, withdrawing trust is healthy.
Yes, that's self-respect. And if you want to explore more, the 7minutebooks.com/app library has over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles. You can read or listen in any language for $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. The bottom line is that trust is built daily, and the risk is worth taking. We'll see you in the next one.